New Jersey Division of Criminal Justice Director Ellie Honig says the defendants are accused of obtaining loans and grants from a program designed for people who lost their primary home, and it was actually their seasonal residence that suffered Sandy damage.
It's a sad but unavoidable reality that any time there's a pot of money, people will stick their hands in it. Even in a case like this where the money's intended for people who've been victimized and suffered so badly, there's still going to be opportunistic people who are looking to steal from it.
Honig says the state has prosecuted more than 110 fraudulent Sandy claims cases since 2014 and recovered more than $2 million. He says they're getting near the end of that investigation, but it's not over yet. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.